Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are going to we're going to go back into the 2000s here for one of my kind of personal favorite songs by one of my favorite bands. And I think this is definitely one of those songs that when you think of this band, this is probably one of the first, one of the first ones you think of, because it's definitely one of their biggest hits. And that song I'm going to be doing for you today is Numb by Linkin Park. This is, of course, off their album Meteora, released on September 8th, 2003. Again, one of those ones that's like, kind of outside of the norm. When you think of Linkin Park, this is not a song that when you hear it, you think immediately that that's they have done. But, but it's always one of those kind of cool when they kind of mix it up here in terms of their styles with doing like these kind of, ballads like this. And kind of I have an interesting little note here. So back on October 9th, 2023, the song passed Guns N' Roses' November Rain to become the most viewed rock song on YouTube with 2.1 billion views, which is crazy to think. In fact, I'm on the of course, if you're following along with me via the YouTube link, you'll see the actual number here. It's crazily enough, 2,184,884,166 views, which is that's a lot of damn views. And it's, it's kind of interesting that this is the one, but again, it's a really, it is a great song. It's a really good video. Kind of interesting note here is when you watch the video, as you're watching this, when they were filming it, Chester Bennington, of course, the lead singer, he was suffering through some severe abdominal back pain at the time. So just to kind of get through this for him, I'm sure was a struggle, but he was able to do it. So as I said, if you're watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's actually a fairly short video. It's only just a little over 3 minutes. So we're going to be kind of quick and clean here. So we're going to go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1 and play. So we open up here on this this girl here who's portrayed by Brianna Evigan. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. She's, she's been in a couple of, kind of big films. She was in the she broke out in the film Step Up to the Streets about 5 years after this, and then she ended up became kind of a scream queen, performing in some horror films such as Sorority Row, Mother's Day, which was a horror 2010 horror film, and a couple of other ones. And I think she has actually done a lot recently. I mean, her last film was River Runs Red in 2018, and she's been on TV a couple times too. Her last TV appearance was The Good Nanny in 2017. So she's actually been in a few other music videos after this. This was the first one she did, where she plays this this outcast who's kind of just survive life. She's getting through school and all that sort of thing. And this was another song that I think was kind of a kind of going into the greatest song of the 2000s tournament we did last summer. This was definitely a big dark horse, and it did pretty well. So just to kind of recap its run, in the first round, it ended up beating For You I Will by Teddy Geiger, which was not a shock. Then it hit its first upset when it beat out Ciara and Missy Elliott's 1-2 Step in the second round. Then in the third round, it beat Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez, so another upset. And then in the fourth round, I believe is when it finally met its match, losing to Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. So that was going to be a tough challenge. I mean, I was hoping Linkin Park would get the upset, but unfortunately it did not. Even if it did, it would have then had to go after go against It's My Life by Bon Jovi, which would have again been kind of a tough challenge there. As we're getting to the kind of end, we see the this girl is not just is a cutter, unfortunately, because you see here it's spelled out. You saw kind of the word numb spelled out there in her on her arm. as she's now, as we're kind of getting, like I said, to the kind of climax here of the video, she's now kind of using her her artwork here to kind of take some of this anger out on her tormentors, but you know, it's like when she, you know, she's trying to use it as an outlet to get her frustrations out after, you know, for what she's gone through. As we kind of get to the like I said, to the final bit here, now we're gonna see here in a second, and she runs into the to the church here where Linkin Park was playing, thinking that she was gonna find them, but she ends up she doesn't find anybody here, and that's how we end up fading out. So there you go. There is Numb by Linkin Park. Again, one of my personal favorites of theirs, and it's one that did again did surprisingly well in the Greatest Song of the 2000s tournament, which I will I haven't done in a, you know, kind of recap that in a while, because we are coming up coming up on what's going to be our soon to be our big summer tournament, which I've already teased, but I haven't revealed what it is yet. And you'll get the just keep an eye out on the PTB Facebook group for that, and you'll see what it is. So, and speaking of the Facebook group, be sure to keep, you know, following the song there, and along with everything here on this feed, as well as everything else. So lots of good stuff going on. So with that said, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.